Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. First insane thing this week has been how hard it is to get this podcast this week. I sincerely apologize for that. I think three out of my last seven podcasts have fully loaded onto our site, and I have to use engineering to fix that. They're at the corporate level, so all I can do is fill out tickets. It's really frustrating. So listen, if you don't get it, you can't find it on the 98.9 WORD website. You can almost always find it somewhere else like Spotify, but I always keep it also pinned to the top of all of my social media. It's at Tara Servatius is my social media, and you can find it on Twitter. You can find it on Getter, Gab, Facebook. It'll always be pinned right there to the top. Again, I apologize. It's driving me as crazy as it is you, but because engineering doesn't work for my boss or his boss, we can only ask nicely for it to be fixed. But hopefully we've got the bugs out now. Okay, let's jump right in. Insane thing number five. Folks, at the rate we're going here, the Democrats, and I think they're working us up to this, I really do. The Democrats are not going to just have us living side by side with tens of millions of illegal immigrants. They are full on, I think, striving to normalize the idea that we live side by side with illegal immigrant terrorists off the terror watch list, that nobody is to be turned away at America's open borders. So here's what happened. Incredibly, it was NBC News that broke the story.
An alarming development in the border crisis. Among the record number of migrants crossing the southern border was a member of an Afghan terror organization who was released into the U.S. by border agents, according to U.S. officials. 48-year-old Mohammed Harwin illegally crossed into California in March of last year. His name is on a U.S. terror watch list, identifying him as a member of HIG, a terror group that's killed Americans in Afghanistan. Border agents suspected he was on the watch list at the time of his apprehension, but lacked corroborating information, according to U.S. officials.
NBC News reported that they suspected he was the same guy on the terror watch list because one piece of information they had on him matched a person on the list. Okay, what does a normal, functional human being, in other words, someone who's not a Democrat or a liberal, do in this situation? You hold the heck on to him. You don't let him go until you figure it out. But did they do that? Here's your punchline, again, from NBC News.
CBP released him without contacting the FBI or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, those officials told us. Harwin was allowed to apply for work authorization and board planes in the U.S., according to those officials.
Wait, we weren't sure if he was a terrorist or not, and we let him board planes? Like as in domestic flights? Yeah, more than once. Because he was given his work authorization papers and his asylum processing papers, that's what we let them use to fly now, even if they don't have an ID. It's insane. Now, don't try this as an actual taxpaying American. No, you don't have your proper ID, you can't fly. But the terrorists seated next to you sure can. Often, by the way, at your expense. As in, at taxpayer expense. Now, eventually, after he ran around for like a year, the Biden administration figured it out. And it sure looks like what they did at that point was try to cover it up. By simply not telling the judge processing his case about who he was and that he was on the watch list.
After almost a year, ICE arrested him here in San Antonio. But when he went to court, U.S. officials tell us, ICE officials withheld classified information about his terrorism ties. A judge ordered him released on $12,000 bond, which he posted and was freed last month.
That's jaw-dropping. They knew, but they didn't tell the judge. Why? That would have created a public record, I bet. I'm speculating on this part. How do you not tell the judge and watch as the judge frees him into the country? Again, this terror group, according to NBC News, killed multiple U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Folks, at this point, this cannot be the only time this has happened. Like, we were not sure if he's the one on the terror list. Hey, we give him the benefit of the doubt and let him go. This has got to have happened multiple times. In fact, this is probably policy. I would go so far as this. If you are a member of the military, former member of the military, someone you love is in the military, I would go ahead and strip that off all my social media. I'd strip it off LinkedIn. I wouldn't have it be findable anywhere online. Folks, these guys we fought in Iraq, in Afghanistan, even Iranians who remember crossed over to fight us in Iraq and Afghanistan, they can now come to America and hunt our soldiers. I don't think it's safe. That leads us to insane thing number four. Most Americans probably don't realize this, but there's another aspect to letting this guy go. He's a special interest alien, an SIA, as designated by the Department of Homeland Security. Under George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, we didn't let special interest illegal immigrants go into the country. We always repelled them from the border. We always deported them. Why? Well, he's a special interest alien. And would be whether he was on the terror watch list or not, because again, as I've explained many times on this podcast, the government of Afghanistan is the Taliban. We have no way to check out who this guy actually is. We can't check anybody from Afghanistan. They're all special interest aliens. Ditto for illegal immigrants coming from Yemen and Iran and other countries like that. We simply can't trust who they are. We cannot background check them. They've always been sent back. Until now, especially in cases like with Yemen, like with Afghanistan, like with Iraq, where the government either sponsors terrorism or harbors terrorists. So to change that policy is literally terrifying. But how many of these special interest aliens have we let in? By the way, the other way you qualify as a special interest alien is that something in your background, once we find you at the border, indicates you've either been traveling with terrorists, you're from what's called a terrorist nexus, so maybe you came in with a human smuggler who is ISIS and is on the terror watch list, or you're affiliated with international criminal gangs that regularly traffic in or partner with terrorists. Basically, these are people who are not on terror watch lists yet, but are just as dangerous, people who we don't for sure know who they are. So again, we didn't let them in under Trump or even Obama, but we are now. Wait till you hear how many of them. This is FBI Director Christopher Wray in this week's hearing.
What happens to them? Are we detaining them? Are we deporting them? Or are we granting them asylum?
Well, as to deportation and asylum, I would leave that to the agencies that handle that.
You're aware of the 73,000 special interest aliens, correct?
But I'm aware of special interest aliens. I don't have the numbers.
What are you doing to track them?
So if we have a fully predicated, appropriately predicated investigation, then those people are squarely within scope of those investigations.
So how many active investigations do you have on 73,000 special interest aliens?
I don't have that number here. I can see if that's something we can get for you and follow up.
You can expect to... A cufer on that one. Thanks.
So there you have it. That staggering number. Biden, it was revealed this week, has let in 73,000 special interest aliens. No other president has done that before. And what you're seeing in these two stories is a shift from, hey, we'll let in special interest aliens, to, hey, look, if we think someone's on the terror watch list, but we can't prove it, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, let them go, and God forbid, put them on a plane. Folks, at this point, I don't know that I would go to a major public gathering in this country without it being really important to me. I wouldn't be casual about it anymore. Why? Because the FBI director has clearly given up, even bothering or putting up any pretext of a fight that we can somehow track these people. And he's accepted, as we saw from the hearings this week, that we're going to have a terror attack. This now marks the sixth time in a public hearing or public setting that Christopher Wray has warned since January we're going to have a large catastrophic attack.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
They've just moved from, hey, the border's wide open, this is how we live now, to, hey, let's prepare for the attack. I don't even think they're trying seriously to stop it. And they couldn't anyway with this number being let in. This is the new normal. They've accepted it. And what they're doing now is they've moved on to preparation. They've moved on to preparing America psychologically for another 9/11 style attack or 9/11 caliber attack. And Christopher Wray really is doing that because he's made sure to say several times during these hearings, hey, you know, this is a worse threat environment than I've ever seen, worse than 9/11. He's preparing you for the full range. This could be massive and catastrophic, but it is coming. Insane thing number three. Folks, again, signs everywhere this week abound that the Democrats are on the cusp of accepting and tolerating people who just a decade ago we would have described as clearly as terrorists. That their ideologies of wanting the complete destruction of America, death to America, are now considered valid or at least won't be condemned in any way by the white liberal leadership of the Democrat Party. America got a jaw-dropping snootful of that this week. It started with a guy named Takek Bazzi holding a rally in Dearborn, Michigan, in which the crowd repeatedly chanted, "Death to America, death to Israel." And he laid out his desire to destroy the American system completely.
We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth.
Later on in his speech, the death of Israel and America was called for by the crowd. And by the next day, it would turn out it's much worse than that. I'll let the Fox News morning crew explain.
So that guy who made those comments that we played yesterday, Friday in Dearborn, he does have a history of violent rhetoric. In 2021, he said, "Blood must be spilled, martyrdom must be sought after." He also said, he told the crowd, "If the FBI comes to your door, tell them to go to hell." And at one point he said that it would be an honor to be on the terror watch list.
Well, hopefully he's on it. Right. Let's hope he is experiencing that honor.
What does this tell you? Well, after they let these illegal immigrant terrorists, Islamic terrorists, into the country, they have no intention whatsoever of countering their deadly ideology, especially not if, like this guy, he lives in a critical swing state, Michigan, that Joe Biden must win to win the election. Can you see where all this is going? That's why Greg Gutfeld nailed it this week, the comedian from Fox, when he said this.
I get the impression, you know, with the death to America stuff, that we are on a slow roll toward our own little Gazas, these little islands of unrest in the country. These were places that were sacrificed to leftisms, where laws were discarded, identity and division became the currency.
Yeah, well, we're now at the end of the week, and so far, white Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan has refused to condemn this. So has Joe Biden, at least personally. Just weeks ago, Joe Biden was traveling the country condemning Trump for using the word bloodbath. But this, will he personally condemn it? No, it speaks volumes about what will be tolerated in America. My God, where are we going to be in 5 years? When you have to have Jackie Heinrich of Fox News push and push and push the Biden administration to offer some kind of tepid condemnation. And all you get from Biden's spokeshack, Karine Jean-Pierre, is this.
It's not just members of the squad and Michigan's governor who are silent, but President Biden, too. Our own Jackie Heinrich at the White House asked when the president would condemn these remarks.
Should we expect a statement from the president on that, though? I mean, it was a pretty significant display.
I mean, you're hearing from me. I think that's important.
Again, if we don't take this country back now and this continues, what will the norm be 5 years from now for terrorists living among us on our own soil? Insane thing number two, some really good news for Trump. I'll get into this in just a sec. But first, just want to take a quick minute to thank Dr. Ashley Lucas with PhD Weight Loss. The first time I met her, the sales guy, Kevin, was trying to get me to do the plan and sell the plan. And I explained to her, look, I'm sorry, this is not going to work for me. I already cut calories. I walk around hungry and cranky because of it all the time. I'm a heavy exerciser. And I just barely can maintain my weight. I'm not getting fat, but I'm never going to take this weight off. And I told her, I can't imagine cutting any more calories. I'll be miserable. I don't want to do it. She said, look, I'll let you do the program for 2 months for free. Why don't you just try it? She said, if you don't like it after 2 weeks, then we'll shake hands and you'll be done. Well, the thing I noticed first off, that I wasn't hungry anymore. So I would have kept doing PhD weight loss, even if I lost no pounds, because it was easier than what I was doing. And then the weight started falling off, 6 pounds my first week. Oh my gosh, it was like a miracle. And then I kept going. And within 6 months, it was so easy. I lost 29 pounds. I've kept it off for 14 months now. It's made such a difference in my health. My blood pressure, my joint pain is mostly gone. I can go hiking for day after day now. One day used to cause me a lot of pain. I'd have to be on ibuprofen. I love it. I bet you will too. Find out what PhD weight loss could do for you. You could do it from any state in the nation. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Insane thing number two, and truly, this shift that I'm about to tell you about, if it continues, it really could save the Republic. It really could change things in America. Here's what's going on from Fox News and Harris Faulkner.
Why is President Biden losing black voter support? And why is the drop so precipitous and dire? The new poll shows a dramatic drop in his support among black voters. Take a look for yourself. 57% of black men prefer Biden, down from 87% in 2020. What has happened in that time? A Biden presidency. Support is also down 16% among black women, 20% among college-educated black voters, and 25% among non-college-educated black voters. Here's Democrat strategist James Carville. He's not happy.
I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks, younger Latinos, we're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
A new opinion piece titled Latino and Black Voters Could Elect Trump argues even a modest racial realignment would provide the margin of victory for Republicans in November.
See, the thing there is Democrats need at least 86% of the black vote to win. They really need more like 89%. So what did that Wall Street Journal poll find again? While 87% of black men supported Biden in 2020, just 57% do now. 93% of black women supported Biden back in 2020, just 77% do now. 91% of black college educated people supported Biden back in 2020, just 71% do now. And 91% of black non-college educated people supported Biden back in 2020, just 66% do know. That, it, folks, especially in, among men and non-college educated blacks, that's like a 30-point drop. Now, if those 30 points worth of voters were to vote for Trump, it's lights out, game over. They'd even have trouble overcoming the ballot fraud that they do. But look, if they just stay home, don't vote for Trump or for Biden, because that's what they're saying. We don't support Biden. That'd do it. It gets us within striking distance. I want to see a couple more polls like this, but it's interesting where this is going. And that leads us to insane thing number one, because Monday is when the election really begins. Last time it was a plandemic, a disease that, yes, for a small percentage of the population was slightly more deadly than the flu, but not really a big deal for anybody else. In fact, exactly as deadly as the flu for anyone under the age of 60, was turned into a 3-alarm fire complete with shutdowns. It was a ruse. It was an election operation. Well, the Democrats' version of that this time is get Trump convicted of a felony. Lawfare. It's that simple. And it starts Monday when Trump goes on trial for 34 felony counts in New York. In the New York system, which, as we've already seen, is no longer a functioning criminal justice system, but more a subsidiary of the Democrat Party, a kangaroo court akin to anything you'd find in China, Cuba, or the former Soviet Union. It's built to convict. There will be no justice. It's impossible. As became clear this week from the long list of questions that jurors will have to answer, they're not just being criminally vetted or fairly vetted. They're being politically vetted. This whole thing will be politically manipulated. That's what's different and new here, with judges at every level willing to break the law, to break precedent, to do whatever it takes to get the conviction. When, at the end of this thing, a New York jury convicts Trump, and the media says to America, Surely you can't elect a convicted felon. And folks, we don't know how many of these charges they'll get him on. The charges don't carry a lot of time. So it's possible, since he has no previous record, that he could actually do little or no jail time if convicted. Nobody knows. But this is going to be something America has never seen before. On Monday, a guy running for president as one of the two main contenders, the party's nominee, on trial for a few dozen felonies in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. I warned you this day was coming. I told many of you who doubted me that he's not getting out of this. The whole thing is too manipulated. If they get the conviction, what happens? Well, there's some good news and some bad news on that front. First, the good news. Multiple polls on this. Would you vote for a felony convicted Donald Trump? Among his supporters have shown as much as a 20% drop off. 20% who say I would otherwise vote for Trump wouldn't vote for him. There's another poll out there that had 15. The latest to come out is the best so far. It's from the UK Daily Mail. And it shows that 93% of Trump voters would stick with him. But if he loses those 7 percentage points, it's Katie bar the door. I don't even think the fall off in black voter support I told you about in the last part of this podcast would be enough to make up for it. I just think it'll be devastating for him. Mainly, I think, because it would put the Democrats in such close striking distance that with a little bit of fraud across the swing states. Remember, Donald Trump only lost this last race by 43,000 votes across 6 swing states. It doesn't take a big swing either way. The Democrats know that. And one felony conviction alone may be enough. Then, honestly, I think the question will come down to, especially with inflation coming back. And folks, the way that Congress just decided to print money, inflation is not going away before the election. We're not going to get any kind of turn or any kind of relief. The question will become, are we more offended that Trump is a felon, or are we willing to be poor to put Joe Biden back in office? Because honestly, you're watching the grinding down of the middle class this week. That incredible jobs report that came out showed something absolutely staggering, that in March, we had negative full-time job growth. Negative. It's a disaster. Yes, we did add part-time jobs, but the vast majority of them were low-paid jobs. And as Goldman Sachs pointed out, almost all of them went to illegal immigrants. They weren't jobs, in other words, that the breadwinner could use to support the typical middle-class family. How bad was that jobs report? Bottom line, the country is hemorrhaging the kind of jobs you need to support the middle class. And this shocking paragraph was buried in a USA Today article about that jobs report. Here's what it says. Professional and business services, a sprawling sector that includes most white-collar fields, added a meager just 7,000 jobs last month and has created just 71,000 positions since June of last year. Folks, you can't support a middle class on that. That continues, the middle class dies. The real question, the only question this fall, and really this is almost an IQ test for America, a non-ideological IQ test for America. Do you want to surrender permanently the middle class lifestyle, the middle class upward mobility that we have now? Do you want to give in to what to Americans will feel like crushing poverty? Or do you want to vote for Donald Trump, no matter how little you like him? That's the question on the ballot. Can Americans figure it out?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.